This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. I leave my perennials up for winter for a couple of reasons. Winter interest for me and food and shelter for the birds. I had a goldfinch munching early on the seeds of my coneflowers and black-eyed Susans. The chickadees are picking away at them too. I still have berries on my honeysuckle vines that last year the cedar waxwings went wild for. They devoured all the berries within just over an hour, and there must have been 40 of them. It was amazing. Pictures are on my website, gardenbite.com. The milkweed seeds look awesome now, as well as the black-eyed Susan seeds. And a little light frost, ooh, just adds to their beauty. Bee balm seed heads and rose hips look great. And there's also the aster seeds, too. Oh, and lest we forget, butterfly weed seeds will be bursting soon if they haven't yet. Every bit of your ornamental grasses is also beneficial to wildlife. All those plants you leave up also capture snow, which gives protection to them and the soil they're in. Wow, there's just no reason to cut down those perennials. Yarrow flowers are landing pads for birds. I've often used some of the flower heads of grasses in my container creations, and then there are those hydrangea heads too. Of course, there are hosta that should be cut back with their slimy foliage. Some may have seed heads left, and you could leave those alone. I have lots of pictures and more information on my website. And be sure to follow Garden Bite on social media and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.